Chapter 5, Tales and Tales. A few days later, when Camilla stepped inside the garden gate, she was surprised. Inside her Wellington boot was a bottle, and inside the bottle was a message. Come to the old shed.
How mysterious, thought Camille. She ran as fast as she could to the shed, and when she got there, surprise! Shouted all the Wally Wishers. Oh, 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 breathed Camille. This is beautiful. It's your underwater garden, said Kendall excitedly. The one from the mermaid story that you told us. We loved your mermaid story so much that we wanted to make it come true for you, said Willa. And we were so sorry that you couldn't visit the ocean this summer. We tried to bring the ocean to you, said Ashlyn. Emerson was too bouncy to speak. She burst out singing to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Row, row, row your boat. Come on and come and swim along with me. Make a wish, half grail, half fish, splashing in the sea. Camille knelt on the sand and dipped her hand into the tub. The sand is hot, and water is cold, she said. And these bubbles tickle me just like the ocean spray. She held the seashell to her ear. I can hear the ocean and the sea in this seashell. She beamed at her friends and said, I really feel as if I'm at the ocean. Here's your seahorse friend, said Willa. She swam a pillow shaped like a seahorse into Camille's arm. And some pretty sunglasses, said Emerson as she put them on Camille. You can keep time with the sand in your hourglass, said Kendall as she flipped it over. And put treasures in your treasure chest, said Ashlyn as she held it up. Camille smiled. Now I see what you were doing while I was not here. You were making lots and lots of surprises for me, she said. Thank you. And her friends replied, You're welcome. Camille lifted the lid of the treasure chest and took out a package wrapped in brown paper. Hey, said Willa, what's that? Isn't it another present from all of you? Asked Camille. No, said her friends. Open it, open it, open it, said Emerson, practically bursting with curiosity. When Camille opened the package, the other Willy Wishers were as surprised as she was, because inside the packages, there was a mermaid tail, sighed all the Willy Wishers blissfully. I love it, said Emerson. It's wonderful. There's a crown too, said Ashlyn. I'll help you put it on,
Camille, said Willa. Camille spun so that her mermaid tail sparkled and glistened in the sunshine as if it were wet with ocean spray. It fits perfectly, said Camille happily. Where did it come from? asked Ashlyn. Oh, here's a note, said Kendall. Dear Camille, your friend Miranda called me. She told me that you missed your mermaid tail, so I made you a new one. I hope you are never too big to imagine your mermaid. Love and kisses, Granny. For a moment, Camille couldn't say anything. She was so overwhelmed with gratitude that she had a lump in her throat and tears prickled her eyes. She was thankful and she was pleased too, because it was her description of the ocean and her mermaid story that had given her friends the inspiration for the underwater garden. Suddenly, Camille thought of a way to thank her friends. Camille took her book of mermaid stories out of her backpack. I wrote down some of my mermaid tales, she told the other Welly Wishes, and she grinned. While Granny was making a mermaid tale, I was making mermaid tales. Look! Ooh! Breathed the girls as they crowded close to look at Camille's book of mermaid tales. Isn't this the best book you've ever read? Asked Willa. Dolphinitelli, said Kendall. Emerson said, I love it. It's wonderful. This is officially my favorite book ever, said Ashlyn. Camille hugged Granny's note to her chest as she watched her friends looking at her book. She felt very happy and peaceful, as if she and Granny and her wonderful Welly Wisher friends were all together beside the beautiful sea. The end.